Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Gotless. Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
I want to get back to this texter on the Comcast business.
And I got one on YouTube. YouTuber.
A gentleman was asking me about my shirt, my T-shirt.
What they said? Because the guys in the morning were getting on us.
It's a
Houston Astros?
No, it's a basketball team in Turkey.
I'd like to know the origin of. How did you get it?
You can check it out on Twitch and YouTube.
That's right.
95.7 The Game.
Let me see. Yeah. Let me see. Right now we got 210 on YouTube. I got a shirt on.
You should add about 40. You say 250. Every time I said
that. One of the things that gets you in trouble is lying. No, not you, everybody.
That's right.
I don't like to do that.
You know
that.
How much was your convincing check? You lie. You put some extra on it.
213 now. Let's see if we can get up to 300. Take a look at my shirt. It's from the European Basketball League. It's a team from Turkey. And a gentleman wanted to know where I got it, or woman. Oh, wow. The bottom line is you can get anything on the internet. Anything. Anything.
But that stuck out.
By
stuck
the way,
out
where,
to you, huh?
Where are we? A little delay.
Yeah. That was Kurt.
YouTube.
Fred Warner coming up.
Yeah,
with
I don't
want to
see Fred Warner. I want to see. There he is. There's Steiny. Steiny, what's up? What's up on YouTube,
that's
baby?
That's great. Mm-hmm. Oh. Hey, listen, the guys in the morning were getting Shafty and Bonte about, they say we're dressing better, playing to the camera. I said not yet.
It's crazy.
This is Hawaii gear that I had to get to because the cleaners was closed.
Dude, Shasky did a 4-hour show today.
What do you mean?
He did a 4-hour show.
That's it. How did he do a 4-hour show?
He did 6 to 9.
Right.
Then from 9 to 9:30, he did the crossover, changeover. And then from 9:30 to 10, I got the last half hour in the green room.
That is great. Oh, I missed him.
Yeah, his last half hour, his fourth hour, I got.
Don't you wish we could do one with Damon and Rado?
No, not really.
Well, no, we wouldn't get off to 3:30.
Well, yeah, I'm exactly.
Out. Yeah. Hey, yeah. Real quick.
What do you got?
Like, we got full line. Mm. So
actually 4 out of 5. Oh, but I shouldn't lie.
We got full line. Don't rob a bank with Steiny. Yeah. Hey, so I've been doing this thing on Twitter with my picks for the NFL. I never once said I'm pro. I've been hot though. So I'm 17-28 3 weeks in. Why is it Bonte's running with like I'm the worst gambler ever? He ain't saying it, but he's insinuating it, and it's getting to me. 17-28, I'm 11 under. I'm honest.
You're a guesser. You don't gamble, you guess.
That's what all of them do. Anyway, all right, I feel better.
Thank you.
Know.
Thank you, Drew Down. I appreciate it.
Drew Down.
You know what? Oh, we haven't heard from this guy in a while. We haven't gotten the doctor's notes.
Oh, man.
Let's go to Dr. Hustle in San Jose. What's up, Dr. Hustle?
What's going on, Steinman?
You tell me, baby.
Listen to this. You know what that is? That's the doctor clapping. I've been sitting back, enjoying, finally listening. 4.5 years, I've been calling in saying, where's this genius offensive coordinator? I was the only one. Now all the callers Joe Shasky said, oh, the doctor wants to run the Kyle Shanahan out of town. He's an offensive genius. What's the doctor talking about? Today he goes, what's Kyle doing? Yes, that's right. Fraud. This is Kyle Shanahan, offensive genius. He's an offensive coordinator, not a head coach. I said the 49ers win to spite Kyle Shanahan. They won with great defense, with Debo Samuel bailing them out. And the doctor hates to say it, but I said it. I told you so. I told you so. Those are the doctors.
Not a doctor.
Thank you, Dr. Hustle. Yeah, I'll tell you what. Hey, Panja, hit the pike. Hit the pike. You keep doing your show with Willard and Dibs. I'll take Dr. Hustle.
Dr. Anthony Fauci.
I'll take Dr. Hustle wow. any day of the week. He tells it like it is. Not Panja, sugarcoating everything.
Nah, he was good today.
He is good.
Dog, yeah. Sean John.
Hopefully Panja can take a joke.
Yeah, no, he can.
That's sometimes people.
We go back on DMs.
There's a couple people that, I'll tell you at the break, okay. One guy really can't take a joke.
But you normally without him right now. When did you start being PC?
Who?
You would say who it was. Who can't take a joke?
I was Jim Tozemore.
Oh,
there you go. He's in Nashville
jokes
now.
With the best of
Oh, he can. He didn't think I was joking once.
Oh, I remember.
He got hot, man.
The Raider
You weren't
game.
There. Yeah, was it the Raider game?
Yeah. Hey, Sean John.
See, this your gap.
Nah, this wasn't that friendly.
He was hot.
You don't know that he's irritated.
How about that? Jay,
this is more important. This is about being a big man.
I feel After like my kids just interrupted me. Go ahead.
Hey, now you know what it's like for Matt Steinmetz, the co-host, 12-3. Yeah, I said it. He took something I said the wrong way. He jumped me. And
did you interrupt or you let him get it all out?
Yeah,
you
I let
know,
him get,
some people
yeah,
go off, you got to wait to his ear.
Okay. Yeah, and then I got home. And it was really bothering me. It was bothering me, and I called him and said, I'm sorry. You know, I didn't mean it like that.
Like when you and Willard got into it, you should have called him that day.
I
did.
Did
you call him?
No. Willard ain't no Cozumore.
That we love you, Will. But listen, Sean John.
No. Willard and I have communicated twice after shows.
Oh, then that's my teammates.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's how we do it.
Willard's my guy.
You and I, we'll just see you the next day.
Well, somebody wanted to say something.
Sean John for the fourth time on YouTube, Stani. You don't know that Kyle was irritated because the media, like you guys, attacked his character, insinuating he injured Lance on purpose.
Yeah, not me.
No malice.
That's you.
Or Guru thinking he knows Kyle's hard.
There you go.
No, I'm just, hey, I'm not saying he did it on purpose. I'm not that dude. I'm saying you didn't give a rat's ass if he got hurt because you wouldn't have called those plays. My point is, in that post-game presser, it was all about how dare you I didn't like that. What do you call that? His whole aura.
But that's
like, that dude was. It didn't match.
Listen, you're right.
Cranky jokes. Jimmy's still cute.
Well, you know what? And this is. And I'm dead serious. You're right. You're absolutely right. But I'm telling you, right after a loss, these guys can get defensive. Like it's like if we walk out after a show.
But that's being phony. Dick Vermeil said, be yourself. If you're not that way.
No. He is himself.
Oh, okay.
Just because you're yourself doesn't mean you're golden.
All right.
It just means you have to be to have a chance at being golden. And no, I just think it would be like you and I get done with a show. And because I have a problem with this. You and I get done with a show. I know it wasn't a good show because I know I didn't play well. And we're walking out. And Nahegan goes, hey, Stani, come in here for a sec. And I'm like, I know. I stunk today. I don't want to hear it from you now. I know, and I'm going to beat myself up over it.
Look.
So he goes to the post-game press conference, and somebody sticks it in him about Trey Lance. And you know what? Yeah. Like, Nahegan's like, what was that today? And I would say, what do you mean, what was that today? Yeah, you weren't very good. Who said? Like, even though I know I was bad, I'm defensive.
Oh.
That's the way.
Yeah.
See, I know Kyle because I don't know Kyle.
When the boss hit you with the pregnant pause,
he's like, which one?
Nothing. That's my guy.
What do you mean?
The boss. I was going down a road. He just turned back. For me.
So looking back at it, you don't know how I could have made a connection on it.
Oh, no, I totally do.
Oh.
Then I tried to make it about me.
Oh, okay.
And I went down terrain. I had no business going down.
All right.
So I hit a U-turn.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Peter in Marin. What's up, Peter?
Hey, guys.
How are you, man?
Hey, man. What's up, everybody?
Hey.
Good
doing great.
Day.
Yeah.
Hey, I wanted to say, I think Dr. Hustle was on to something, but not only is Kyle Shanahan not a very good head coach. He is a downright awful GM and roster construction specialist. I mean, he basically had an opportunity to have a fully built out roster that was Super Bowl ready, and all he needed was a quarterback. But instead, he decided to go out and draft a guy who, like you said, needed 3 to 5 years of seasoning to be good. Well, that doesn't fit. The timing just doesn't fit.
Yeah.
Right.
That is the... That's right.
There's just so many parallels to me between the Warriors and the Niners. Like, we were having this exact same conversation last year about the Warriors before their season started. Is the two timeline thing going to work? Can they have Kuminga and Moody and Poole and Wiseman? Yeah. And can they still win it and develop those guys at the same time? But what really happened?
The guys got hurt.
Wiseman got hurt.
So you had to do it by necessity.
Right. So Wiseman gets hurt.
All right.
Kuminga had less and less of a role as the season went on.
I hated that.
Moody was okay, but he was a 10th, 11th man. And Jordan Poole, who was older than those guys, stepped up.
Yeah.
So the point is the only, like, if Wiseman plays 80 games last year and plays 20 minutes a game, you think they win a title? No. Of course they don't. And that's, but they won a title because some things happened, right, and the big boys took over.
And now I feel like they have those answers to the question, and I know we'll get into Warriors later this week, that if you're right and the big three are going to be on a minute restriction, I'm not, that's too harsh, but we're going to see the younger guys play a bigger role, but that
during the regular season,
it'll be by choice.
During the regular season.
But back to the Niners, and I know you can't compare football to basketball.
You can if you want to.
I'm giving you that parallel.
Tell me you can't.
No, I'm telling you why. Do it. It's like you swapped out Steph Curry for Dame Lillard. Like, that's what Kyle did when he had something that was working. I know Jimmy's not Steph, but he was your Steph because he's the quarterback, and it was working. And you said, let me go get somebody from Timbuktu
who has no experience.
And this, I know he didn't say it was going to take 2 years. He was going to say, look at me. I did it. And he put your boy in
there.
Here's
the problem.
And that's stunning.
Here's your problem.
It works for me.
Here's your problem.
Yeah.
Nobody is going to be able to accept any comparison, and I'm with them.
Okay.
You cannot compare Steph to Garoppolo. You cannot. Yeah. If you're going to compare Steph to a quarterback, it's got to be Brady.
I don't know, whoever
the second best one is.
You are so right, but I'm saying by importance.
I know you are, but not, that doesn't still do it justice.
Because the quarterback is the most important position in sports.
Then that's like saying Jimmy Garoppolo is, let me think for a sec.
The MVP of the Niners.
No, he's Jimmy Garoppolo is Donovan Mitchell. No, he's a good player, but his team's a playoff team and they lose in the first round.
But the swap is the head scratcher, Donnie. I'm going to go draft something while we got a good thing and spend the world on it. That's the head scratcher. The timing does not match.
I'm with you.
How about you get a bowl, one you blew in 19 Super Bowl?
Oh, yeah. Gotcha. Man. No, I...
You never heard the bowl?
I didn't know where you were going. Yeah. I didn't...
So, at least
the answer's no, because it's never been called.
You heard offs.
No, I've never heard.
Ponte tried to claim. This is the last thing about there. They tried.
I don't like when you do.
He tried to say he invented lab, and then Chesky's like you said, he never heard offs until I did it. And then they were playing me saying the offs.
Right,
kind of hurt. All right, go ahead. Back to our show.
Well, I mean,
those are our guys.
Listen,
and how'd I miss Chesky?
I have. See, the problem is, you guys are so young. Back to the Niners.
And hard. Well,
there's so many things that I've claimed. But you got to claim something, and there's no doubt that it's yours. You know what I mean?
The office is mine.
I would say yes.
The lab?
I don't know.
Some say JD did.
I don't know that. You know, like all mine are unquestioned. Oh, the white T-shirt. I introduced the white T-shirt to the inner city and
I never really
young
told you
culture.
This.
I'm dead serious.
The three shows we
did. I never wear dark t-shirts. You know that? I always wear white t-shirts. Most of the time, they're oversized.
But those aren't trains.
Most of the time, they're oversized. And I did that decades ago. Well, guess what? Now, the inner city, or I should say about 5 or 10 years ago.
You're claiming the long shorts.
I got that one, too.
And then you graduated from Oakland, the Bay. Remember that? That hurt me.
That's not one.
That was like Dallas.
Yes, the big shorts were definitely me.
Yeah,
look at my yearbook from 1986. Yeah. That was before the Fab Five.
I hate that. Mm-hmm. I feel like you're believing this.
I do. I absolutely do.
It's concerning.
I introduced, believe it or not, the concept of retro. I introduced the whole concept of retro because in college, I wore Chuck Taylors, believe it or not, even though everybody's wearing the Dr. J's, the Converse, whatever they were. But I, believe it or not, wore Converse All-Stars because their sole is by far the best sole that's ever been put on a sneaker.
But the mere fact that
people were like, look at Steiny wearing a shoe out of the 50s.
Wow.
But it was in the 80s.
What is going on here?
So you're that guy, though.
I am that guy.
You act like you're not, and you frown upon the guys that are
right,
really that
but
guy.
I'm willing to acknowledge Look when I act me. Like I'm not, I really am.
Stoddy, you have never.
Never what?
I have confused always. For swag.
Oh, please.
And the long shorts.
Somebody on the text line saying I look like Tatum Channing.
Wow.
Dude, I'm just telling you. Look at, you know what? I'll bring my yearbook in from 1986.
Oh, please save us all.
When did Weber call the timeout? Come on.
88.
Yeah.
89.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Right about the time my trend would have started kicking in.
Right. And he would have saw you play where?
Franklin and Marshall College. Division III powerhouse. Division III powerhouse. Also, an unbelievably renowned institution of higher learning. Get to know it. All right, the consultant. Back to the Niners.
What really?
Steiny, what's up, Goo?
What up?
Hey.
Yo. Hey, look, I got to reframe this. I think there's a little, I wouldn't call it revisionist history, Steiny and Goo, but a little bit of looking at 2020 through a 22 lens.
All right.
I think Shanahan and Lynch did exactly the right move. Look at where they were in the offseason of 2020. They were coming off year three of Garoppolo, of which two of those years, he's basically been sidelined with injury. So you've got a guy that you went to the Super Bowl in year two, you got injured year one and year three, and you're like, hey, I've got this roster. I've got this rare opportunity where I've got an unusually high draft pick because we did horrible because everyone was injured, including Garoppolo. And the guy's not the one for our future. Everyone's saying it. Mm. We got to make a bold move. There were five badass QBs on the board. Let's move to number three. That's as high as we're going to go. And we took the best of the three that were available. I am happy that the team did something. They didn't sit on their laurels. They're like, we've got an opportunity. Let's do something with it. And the reality is we haven't gotten a chance to see even if it was the right move, if they got the right quarterback. But for where it is right now, I think they made a bold move, and it was the right move. Otherwise, we'd be complaining that, hey, they did nothing, and they just sat on their hands.
I'm going to meet you halfway. The one thing we haven't done is, now that's something, this is where the consultant's right on. When they made the pick, or when they made the trade, they always said it has a lot to do with Garoppolo's durability. The 49ers said it. They never failed to say it.
All right.
Because that was a safe thing to say.
And it's valid.
But he's absolutely right. Now we all say, well, they went and got Trey because Jimmy stunk. Not altogether. They went to get Trey maybe because they had to, because they knew Jimmy hadn't held up in two out of the previous four seasons. Now, I'm with him there, but then why'd you draft Trey Lance?
And you said, what did you say to Willard and Dibbs? The idea of, they didn't even, like, I don't even think they were super duper 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 in love with this kid, and it was just him. It is so perplexing that Kyle did what he did and Trey Lance ended up with him. And I just feel like the 30 for 30 years down the road, we'll find out what happened with Schefter, Peter King, everybody basically getting it wrong, but did they really get it right? And did the owner have something to do with it? The way Trey Lance was, the plays that were called for him, lead me to believe that wasn't Kyle's guy. I said it. I've said it before.
Philmo Mike.
Our guy.
I was trying to apologize to Philmo yesterday.
For what?
And he didn't want to hear it.
On DM?
Yeah.
Oh, man, what happened?
Nah, you know what? I took a shot at your Insta. You know, Philmo Mike posts pretty much every day.
Yeah.
It's a blessed day.
Oh, we both love it.
And
I hit like.
And I made a little fun of it, but I want to acknowledge I was teasing.
You gave him love for it on air. You didn't make fun. Nah, you said Mike has those inspirational quotes. Abby Davis.
I was being a little sarcastic.
Oh, wow. Time. He fooled me, Mike.
But I do appreciate your optimism.
Well, yeah, man. You know, thank God for another day. We all blessed to be here.
Hey, Philmo, I got a question for you. Since I'm following you on Instagram, seriously. Dude, do you throw a party every day?
Nah. Nah, I'll be active on the weekend though, Stein. You gotta come out one time. Bring them Chuck Taylors out.
Dude, you're like the king of that postcard.
He's
that gets
man.
Put under the windshield wiper. Big action, you rent it out a
Do
place.
Do you see him walk into the liquor store? I'm digging that. That's like country way.
But it feels like Philmo's got something going like four times a week.
I love it.
Like every Wednesday.
He's active,
popping.
As they say. He's active.
What's up? All right, Philmo, give it to me.
Nah, man, I was just saying, man, Guru, I love you, but I see why Steiny be mad at you, bro.
Oh, wow.
You'll make a comparison, like, you'll say something like...
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You just said it. He was like, I love that quote. Quarterback is the most important thing in sports.
Yeah.
And Steiny get kind of mad because it's like you like the big stuff, but you don't like the in between, the in and outs. For example, if Wiseman would have played last year, like Steiny just said, You would have got to see Wiseman CIE perform, but we probably wouldn't have made the championship. So, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, you want to see the good stuff, but then at the same time, when the good stuff go haywire, it's like, oh, man, I'm blaming Kyle Shanahan for this. You can't blame him for that, man.
Well, I'll say this, Mike. That would have never happened here in Warrior Land. This real. This is where I'm going. Steve Kerr has the barometer of the team. If he would have felt like he had to pull the reins back on Wiseman because he would cost him a chance at the chip, then the minutes would have been cut or he would have been put to the bench like we saw right in year one. But I hear what you're saying. I'm going to give it to you.
Hey, Goo, I'm asking real quick. What's your record again?
Hey, Mike, this
be not liquidate all.
Oh, no, no. Yeah, Bontez having 17-28. A good week. I'm back 500.
Right. Is he laughing? Fillmore.
Yeah, he's laughing. We all are. Thanks, Fillmore. Appreciate the call.
I would like to.
Dude, go to all things, these betting sites.
I don't care about the betting.
And the dudes
betting
are 30 games under 500.
I want to talk about Fillmore's parties.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever been to one?
I
scanned the background. No, I ain't been to one.
Because, like, listen, I don't want to out him, but
he works at KMEL, Stoney, so he's in that life. I know you knew that.
I didn't know that.
Oh, Stoney, he's on air.
Employed?
Yeah, he's on air. He's a big
Fillmore's
boy.
Got a job?
Remember we threw him a party for getting the gig?
Just hung around the neighborhood.
So, you know, so he's as part of his life. So he's in the streets. You need to get in somewhere, holla.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I don't want to take away from what you think. But yeah, he lives it. Look at you. Now, you're not disappointed.
No, I'm not disappointed.
Okay. Yeah, he's a DJ.
Have you ever been to... Oh, is it?
Yeah, KMEL, Steiny.
Hey, Fillmore,
you ain't from the Bay. You would have known
Hold
that.
On. I tell you what, let me take a break and check Fillmore Mike's Instagram out because we're going out this weekend, baby. We're going out. 888-957-9570, the number, but we going out this weekend. Hey, charging a cell phone can be like getting a booster. A booster is given to enhance or restore protection after a primary series vaccination, which wanes over time. Schedule an appointment when you're eligible. Fillmore!
I use Tress Flowers. It's a pomade.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Careful, some people might think you said it's a pomade.
Oh.
If you know what I mean.
Yeah.
See, I don't usually do the sophomore humor, but I can.
To pull my finger.
But just because
stuff.
I can do something doesn't mean I do it.
Mm-hmm. I gotcha.
You don't have product in your hair now.
It's natural. Juices in there.
No.
What was that laugh for? I'm dipping. But go ahead. I get a haircut tomorrow, Marky D.
Dude, we're getting a haircut because he knows we're going out
on site
on Monday.
Dude, don't leave like you do. Get your bag and just run off when it's 3:01. Hang out.
No, it's usually 2:55.
Dude, this going to be, we're going to walk through
the
lot.
What do you mean? It's going to be what?
Lit. Your boy Mike might, hey, what did you find out
Mike
about
who?
Him? Fillmore might, see, oh. You're just in and
hey,
out.
Fillmore, congratulations on the new job. God,
they're killing you for not knowing. You ain't from the Bay.
Let's go to Justin. Justin's in San Jose. Got a comp. Warriors and the Niners. What's up, Justin?
Not much. What's up, you guys?
Hey,
Guru, man. You was making the comparison with Stephen, right?
Yeah.
I feel like Jimmy G is more of a Klay Thompson. You know, the stats is there. The numbers is there, but just not the star potential. He's a star, but not a star like Curry. Then I say, what's it, Draymond Green? He's more of a Kittle. I use more of the Jordan Poole, Debo, like a Andrew Wiggins. And then you got your Trent Williams is, you know, that loony type. And then our head coach, man, that's like a Lou Walton. That's all I got for you guys.
Wow. Right. Yeah. I just said.
Gave it some thought.
Yeah, but the quarterback is the most.
Hey, Chris A.
What did Chris A
on YouTube.
Run this guy.
He says, run this guy.
See, I don't like you looking at what I'm looking at. That means we're on the same page.
Listen.
I'll go to YouTube. I'll go to whatever you're doing. Twitch.
I'm not Pete Franklin. I don't flush people. I try.
And you're not the king.
I try.
How about that? It sounded worse than what I meant.
I don't.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't flush people. You know what? He gets the little T. That's all I do. It's a little T.
Dude, we got basketball too, man. They're in China. Japan. Okay.
Big difference.
They're out of town. I'm excited. They're out of town.
Give me some geography lessons.
And I lived in Japan. Damn. Yeah. But, dude, it was about to be hoop and football.
I know. We've got their first game against the Wizards
Friday. When we wake up, it'll be... It's like in the middle of the night.
Three in the morning. We're all over it.
What's the line on that?
I don't know.
Yeah.
And you know what? Steph's going to have to play.
Get Guru a map.
Steph's going to have to play. You don't go to Japan and withhold Steph Curry. No siree, no Bob. That's part of the deal. You send Steph Curry to Japan, you got to play 30 minutes a night at least.
Man.
He signed that deal with Adam Silver.
Mm-hmm. And I'm kidding,
but he's going to play.
Okay, and that's why he stays in the shape that he has. And all the people that said that fall off physically was imminent, I mean, look what he's doing. And Bomani Jones on the roast this day, before they got him out of there, they asked him about Steph. Sonny, what would number five mean? Oh, you got it.
Here you go. I'll give it to you. If Curry wins it.
What he did to close out last year is one of those, I have nothing left to do or to say to you guys. Right. And where this will get fun to me, if the Warriors win a championship this year, and I think their roster is, basically they have too many good players, and I know that sounds strange, but basketball team can really only play eight dudes. They got like 9 or 10. Somebody kind of needs to go in order to really make this happen, unless you want Kuminga over there on the bench folding his arms, looking salty all year.
Right.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, where is it that he plays? Like, where is Moses Moody supposed to play? When is Wiseman supposed to play? All those questions. But if Steph wins a championship this year, and somebody says he had a better career than LeBron James, what's your argument against it?
And what's his record, Bomani, in the finals head up against LeBron? I know they're going, you got KD. But, man, this dude, if he gets number five, and I don't want to make it an individual thing, it's just nobody saw this coming, bro.
Well, they see it coming now.
Well, yeah, nobody saw the he intercepted 4 from Braun. Let's be honest. If Steph's not here, Braun's got 4. What does he got?
That's not true.
How many, 7, 8, he's Tom Brady.
We don't know that. See, I don't look at it like
that. Yeah, I do. Number five?
When did LeBron ever have a better team than the Warriors when he was in Cleveland? His team stunk.
And he went to 8 straight.
Exactly. Yeah.
I'm not taking anything from Bron.
No, you are, and that's what you do. And I got to get, you know what? I got to brace for it. We're coming up on the NBA season. I got to brace.
For what?
I got to brace for the pom-poms.
Dude, they won a chip.
I know. That's why I got a brace for it.
Oh, you're talking about from everybody.
No, from you.
And ring
mostly
night.
Mostly from you.
Ring night.
Well, that's fine.
Handy will be in town.
Like, it's going to be a year of no shade at LeBron, but Steph.
No, just if they get 5. What are they going to call it? The drive for 5? Since you drive to their lane. I'm on to something.
Yeah, because I think that's... You know what? I don't think I've ever heard that before. Try for 5. You want to get to your 4 questions or 9?
Yeah. Unless you're really hard in there, we just finish up with a 9. We do this tomorrow. I feel like we'll do it injustice if we don't.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah. Oh, but the music. And LeBron has hair.
You know what we could do? Is we could talk about... Guru's... Okay. Yeah. Guru's got the four big questions for the Warriors this year.
I got them in black.
Coming up.
Okay.
Hold on. We were going to do a segment, but now it's 2:30, and now we're thinking maybe not.
It's 2:40.
Yeah.
We got 12 minutes.
Do we go with some more 49ers? Or we could also talk about Draymond Green. An executive in the NBA said Draymond will not be shy about leaving the Warriors.
I'm going to tell you this about that.
I had that 4 years ago, that Draymond's not retiring.
I never knew you to be an eye guy. You've been hiding it. You deserve the Oscar. Mm-hmm. The real Denzel. Matt Steinmetz.
Since when did you not know
Shame on me.
Exactly.
I thought
you
knew
that from the
get-go. Yeah.
No, I am all about myself.
Yeah. Personalized plates?
No.
Yeah, I know.
You know what?
Especially
nowadays. How much do those cost?
I wouldn't know. You don't want people to know where you're at nowadays.
Beauty
anyway.
Is 888-957-9570.
Yeah, but Comcast Business Text Line. How much is one of those personalized plates?
I want to say about $150.
I'd say $99. I'm going to say $99.
Well, now for California, you can get the black ones.
Old school.
They are old school.
It's retro.
How much?
See, they wouldn't even have those if I had not introduced the concept of retro back in the early 80s.
Mm-hmm. I really need one after today's show.
But you're not going to have one after today's show. Yeah.
No, I'm not. I'm going to volleyball.
Larry's in Lafayette. Larry. That's when Bird was honing in on a triple-double back in 1985. What's up, Larry?
Well, gentlemen, I just can't believe we're worried about LeBron James getting his illustrious career in some way damaged by Steph actually outplaying him since 2014. But that's where we are. I'm just going to say this. He's got Clutch Sports. As all the clients that are Clutch sports talking heads all over the NBA and ESPN pushing his narrative every stinking day. Mm-hmm. And if he can't stand a little bit of Steph Curry, he is the best player in basketball right now. And, you know, he may not be able to do some of the things Giannis can do or KD can get a shot off over anybody, but Steph has shown he figures out a way and he's a winner. Mm-hmm. And I just think we need to, you know, definitely I'm going to be jumping on and, you know, showing my support. And I think a lot of other people will, because we've been blessed with not only Thank Steph, you. But Barry Bonds and a whole bunch of other people.
Wow.
We've had the best sports decades in any area for a long time.
Appreciate the call.
Man, and I'll tell you what. I don't know if you heard this over the weekend, Media Day in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
The Greek Freak. And this wasn't, he wasn't being just playing around. He said the best player in the game right now, today,
okay.
It would have been last week,
right.
Is Steph Curry.
Okay.
And my thing to the masses is we're all different, but yeah. Steph is the best at doing what he does, knowing when to go in the phone booth and do what's needed when needed.
Okay.
And with that, you talk about Barry Bonds, Jimmy Garoppolo.
Why would you do that?
I get silly now. Stop.
Yeah,
but
thank you.
This is the dude is special, man.
Yes, he's special.
LeBron didn't do what I'm about to say to
he's
you
special.
And Kyle. He revolutionized the game.
He's special.
They're in high school now. I'm in the gyms. They're in CYO, and they're trying to shoot like Steph.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for you to disagree.
He's absolutely special. I wouldn't say he's the best player in the NBA.
Okay.
I would rather have Giannis.
I wouldn't be mad at
but
you.
But if I were Giannis, yeah, I'd say Steph's the best.
Greasing the skids to come here.
What's the harm?
No, where'd he say he would go? Chicago. Oh, you remember that? Remember he said, hey, who knows? Dude, that's like telling your wife.
I'm not here for the Steph slander. I'm not going to have it.
That's our guy. We got to get him on.
Get him on. I'll do whatever you want with him.
I don't know who this guy is show with, but okay. Dude. You got to be like this tomorrow, too.
What's
You're
tomorrow?
Fantastic. Thursday. Just
listen.
Just more of it. Upbeat. You're looking at the world different right now. People are loving it, man. I'm loving it.
No, listen.
You're positive.
Steph and
you believe.
Steph and I.
Oh my God.
Here's the problem. Here's the real issue. The issue is that huge, big Warrior fans and Steph fans they don't like that I have a personal relationship with him.
You are great. That's a study. You can act, man. Yeah. I hope you don't believe it, but you don't. But get him on.
He appreciates me for holding his feet to the fire. For 14 years.
You may have created the fire. What did you say? When you doubted him. I think he still has the press clippings. You said, not like Monte.
I said he was a tweener for sure.
Well, I don't know why I don't find that bad.
Well, because back then it was an insult.
Okay.
Now it's a compliment.
All right, wow.
Because he wasn't a true point and he wasn't a big enough to be a shooting guard.
Speaking of which, I'm about to take a victory lap and then throw it to you. I know the boss is loving this. I'm the inventor of two-way. Remember, Clay, you hated it. Two-way player.
No, you're not.
dude, we got in a major brawl.
Right, but you didn't make that up. You bought, you purloined that.
From who?
No, you didn't make up two. Are you saying you made up two-way player?
We used to do that in the Yoon, offense, defense. Penny Hardaway. But you got the ultimate night in Steph took it. See? Look at you now. No, own that. You got night-night, and you forgot who on Twitch reminded me, and Steph took it or borrowed it. We got to collect, Snotty. We got to collect. Don't, Steph's got to, yeah. See, we got to get a percentage.
This is a very, very delicate.
Night-night.
Very delicate situation. That's with night-night.
But he's got to know.
Very delicate. And it's something that Steph and I have to talk about at some point, I'm gonna be obviously.
There. Yeah.
But this is one of those where...
It's real.
I'm going to... He's Steph Curry, and imitation is the sincerest form of flattery.
Night-night.
And so that's the way I really
Who knew this, the night-night?
So.
But this is when I wish you still were a writer. Because you could put something on the Athletic, and we know he would see it. Like, he might not hear this.
MatthewSteinmetz.com, I think.
Oh, is that the name?
I think so. I think it's still up. But
the fact you don't even know, I don't even want to go look at it. But Steiny, we got to get to him. He took it from our show.
Yeah.
So I'm involved.
How about that? See, this is where I would freeze you out.
The truth comes out.
This is where I would Kobe Bryant your ass.
Right, right.
Yeah, we ain't going in to see Steph together. Sorry.
You going to do an Avanias on me?
What's that
you
mean?
Invited me. I couldn't go. I didn't have a chicken, really.
Give me some of your questions.
No, I'm
teasing
saving
for tomorrow. Let me. Okay.
Well, how do you tease questions?
Well, I know what they are, even though I haven't seen
them. You didn't look at my list.
I know I didn't, but I know.
I got a new pen.
That's a Sharpie?
Yeah, I like this. It stays more important, you know? But I won't tease it. This is going to be provocative. I cannot wait.
I hope so. He doesn't want to do it now.
But can I give you my reasons why I would have fought Kyle?
You want to go back to that?
Yeah, no, really. Even though everybody thinks I got them written down.
You're out of pocket?
Yeah.
Daryl the Guru Johnson still sticking to this take that is so preposterous. Please, please don't lump me in with this.
And some
he wants to fire Shanahan. He said he would have fired Shanahan already.
Okay, but at number
eight, the floor is yours.
Passing over Mahomes and Watson. When you did that, it's your prerogative. You showed the world you don't like a mobile running quarter, but you don't like a mobile pass. The dual threat, you're out on that. Okay, Ayuk, I didn't like the way you handled that situation. I still don't know what went down because you weren't the adult in the room. Okay, Ayuk was by not going public. Kittle, you don't use Kittle like a weapon. You use Kittle like he has one hand and four fingers. Use him more, and maybe you'll get more points.
Right.
Offense, stale, stagnant. That's your specialty, Kyle. Why is that? That's you, okay?
What number are we at?
All right, we're at number three. That's but it. I got a few more. I want to see which. Arrogance. It's on full display. You're not owning up to anything. The debacle in which was Trey Lance, how you ran him in the ground would have been the final nail in the coffin. And then the other,
that's only six.
Trey Sermon, the miss on that, you could say, oh, good one.
That's Adam Peters.
That's
Adam Peters. Hey,
if you really believe that, I want to do another half hour. You're playing, right?
Well, I'm not doing another Kyle half hour come hell show. Or high water.
Kyle runs the show.
I know that.
All right. Upstairs, too. See, that's what I'm getting at the real stuff. Like, he may not have wanted to draft him, and then what's going on to where York ain't flexing?
How long are you going to perpetuate something that we don't know at all?
Until they hoist up a Super Bowl trophy with Trey Lance.
Kyle's brilliant.
Or get to the NFC, win the conference. Dude, you keep going upstairs and executive. The fans are mad.
You just like to have it both.
Yeah, the fans are mad. See,
yeah, the fans are mad.
Yeah, no, okay. So you give me
so
that.
Are you.
Yeah.
But then Monday you'll be rah-rah.
No, see, it's bigger than a game, man. There's nuance to this. You miss my nuance.
I just don't understand how you can...
Tell me.
Come in one day and say Shanahan should be fired or should have been fired.
But that built
up. But they're going to make the playoffs this year.
I didn't come in at 11:30 and say that. So that's how you know it's real and natural.
Yeah.
Now you get fed up and you want to break up. I've done it.
What do you mean?
Hey, I need to talk to you. When you're in a relationship, you've been dating, and then something just hits you like, you know what?
You mean like me and you?
No, just me and who I used to date.
Oh.
And something just happens, you're like, you know what? I got to call that person. We're done. That's how I am with Kyle. He can get me back, but you got to change your ways.
Of course he can.
And admit your wrongdoings.
He will never see, admit that, that.
That's why can't be my coach.
I can't believe I'm saying this, but I agree with Guru. We need to use the pass catchers more, especially Kittle. BG from Roner Park.
It takes throwing the ball to do it. Hello,
somebody
Kyle.
Somebody can throw the ball.
Yeah.
You're just, you know, you just, it's just.
See, I've been in this business not a long time.
No, you're
getting
there.
I'm going to walk to the car feeling like we had a good show.
Why?
But I need to go down the hall to verify it, like Twitter.
What does he know?
It's his job.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Hey, no meeting tomorrow. He'll be gone.
I'm kind of disappointed.
I know you are.
Yeah.
Right. Well, you're getting hammered here on the text line.
On what?
Yeah, just.
Not worse than your baggy short take.
Dude, you not a take.
You were fronting.
It's a fact.
Guru on fire with the fire emoji isn't exactly getting killed.
No, the one about
the shirts
flip-flopping.
I react to new information. I need to go to a new market. You guys don't
you
understand.
You better be careful.
You guys don't understand.
You better
me.
Be careful.
I got a guy that you say one thing, he holds
trying to think about
for the rest of his life, your life, you're held to that.
I'm thinking about Guru in two cities, one like Philly.
Oh my God, Philly.
Yeah, you couldn't
Philly
survive in Philly.
Please.
You couldn't survive in
Philly. Please.
You'd get called out. There'd be people waiting outside the door after the show.
Now that I believe. I'm a lover, not a fighter.
They'd be
oh man.
They would hate you because you laugh too much. Because you have too much fun.
Who you been talking to?
No, it's a compliment. Don't you get it? I'm putting down
no,
people
but
from Philly.
I'm asking. Oh.
You see what I'm saying?
No, yeah.
I said one of the reasons they wouldn't like you is because you have too much fun. They don't like that.
I'm laughing too much.
Who is?
I don't know. I just struck a nerve.
With who?
Me.
You're having fun? With
yeah. Okay, yeah. Remind
your
me not to rob a bank.
Enthusiasm is infectious.
Yeah, but remind
What's
me not to
problem?
Rob a bank with you.
Why?
You might have a sign on
it.
Robin Bank.
Guru doesn't get it. That was a compliment.
Yeah.
It's making me sick.
Yeah,
it's not making me sick.
Who
I'm
the boys
forget.
Got?
I have no idea. I'm sick of promoting
You
this
ain't
show.
Said how much time we got in a month. I'm getting worried.
Fred. Oh, that's right. Fred Warner, yeah. 5 o'clock.
Believe it or not, you got a minute left, guys.
Yeah. Dude, Stiney, you're having a ball, man.
You know what's funny?
You have not asked E how much time we got since July.
Right, I haven't.
No, since the Trey Lance thing.
You know,
you've been
you
on
You know
five.
What I think's just the joke is 49ers, people are like, oh, George Kittle. Oh, yeah, he's top five tight end.
Yeah.
George Kittle. Deebo Samuel. Oh, he did. Top five. Top five weapon. Yeah, Deebo Samuel. Bosa. Oh, Bosa. Bosa's the best left tackle
okay.
in the game. Bosa.
Those
left.
Are truths.
Yeah. Fred Warner. Oh, God. Fred Warner. Top two linebacker in all of football. No doubt about it. Trent Williams. Oh, God. Transcendent.
Yeah.
Offensive line.
Where
unbelievable.
You going?
All these good players. Why are they no good?
Well, they were in the NFC Championship game. So that I judge them on last season. Yeah. It's early. I still want them ran.
All right. Are we done? How much we got here, Evan?
10 seconds.
You know what?
Oh
you take us out. I'm out.
Yeah. Fred Warner.
I'm just
5:30. Damon Arano. 5 o'clock.
I know. I stunk today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way.
Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game 10, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.